This is South Carolina Public Radio for the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. When it comes to improving health outcomes for postpartum women, it's important to catch any early signs of postpartum complications. Things like headache, shortness of breath, nausea, or excessive bleeding.
There's some very clear early warning signs in that postpartum period where people are at highest risk for complications, and that are complications like heart attack or stroke or hemorrhage or infection.
Dr. Constance Gill is a reproductive psychiatrist and director of the Women's Reproductive Behavior Health Division at the Medical University of South Carolina. She created a program called Hear for Mamas, which monitors women daily to detect warning signs of postpartum complications.
We are monitoring women every single day via screening and text, and then having them reach out to a care coordinator or a nurse advocate if there's any problems.
Dr. Gill says most cases of postpartum depression or hemorrhage occur during the first 2 months after delivery, and checking in daily through text messaging and phone calls has proven to be very effective in detecting serious conditions.
We have done a lot of research to compare this text phone-based screening system to what's done routinely in care, which is in-person screening and referral to treatment. And what we find is that when we use text and phone, people are more likely to be screened, like 3 times more likely to be screened than compared to clinical practice. But they're 3 times more likely to screen positive for these conditions in comparison to when they're asked face-to-face. They're over 4 times more likely to get referred to treatment and 5.7 times more likely to attend treatment in comparison to usual care.
If a patient is referred to treatment, Dr. Gill says telehealth makes accessing that care much easier.
Telehealth is really critical to all of these programs where we are referring people to treatment, because if people can receive treatment in their home via telehealth, they are much more likely to actually accept treatment. They're much more likely to attend their visit as opposed to having to come into a clinic.
South Carolina ranks 8th in the nation for the highest rates of maternal morbidity and mortality, and Black women in particular have much worse maternal health outcomes than white women. Shanice Clinton is an obstetric nurse advocate and a family nurse practitioner at MUSC. She says stigma and discrimination worsen health outcomes for minorities.
Black women are 4 times more likely to die from a postpartum complication in South Carolina.
She says awareness is key to helping families identify the warning signs of postpartum complications.
The screenings allow patients to determine how they feel, and then with the connection, we're able to do chronic disease management, preventative health care, maternal care support, and mental health support. So like if a woman has depression or high blood pressure, we're able to decide if something is normal or urgent, and then they can take the next best steps to get to an emergency room or back to their OB provider.
Dr. Gill wants more people to understand that the health and well-being of moms affects the entire family unit, and studies show that untreated maternal health conditions impair children's development.
There is something about that postpartum year that's really critical for maternal health and bonding and child development. We want people to understand the gravity of these conditions, and we want them to understand that there is help available and that treatments actually work. People do get better. Bringing together physical health, mental health, and social health into one package, I think, is the best way to address maternal health and maternal health needs.
I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on southcarolinapublicradio.org.